Siman Toiva. I give you Ben Shtior. Siman Toiva. Yitzvav. So you know the minig of Klal Yisrael is that Slichas is supposed to be done early in the morning, late at night, early morning. The minig is, as we know, that the first night of Slichas, we try to do it. Close the door. We try to do the first Slichas as close to Shabbos as possible. That's the minig. Even the words, Mitzvah Menucha Kedemuch Techila, we reference the fact that we're coming off of Shabbos. So the truth is, it's brought down to the Achrayim that the reason for that is because in order to come to Slichas properly, one has to still have the Roshim, the residue of Kedusha Shabbos. So the question is, why? What does Shabbos give us that will allow us to enter into the Avodah of Slichas? And Mamela, you enter into the Avodah of Slichas, it's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Tishrei. So what's missing? What is Shabbos? What's that ingredient at Shabbos? Another question you could ask, even the term that we have to call it Slichas is a little bit presumptuous, I guess you can say, right? I mean, we should call it Tshuva, Tachnunim. Slichas is what Hashem does as a response. But we call it Slichas. With absolute confidence, you know. It's like the B'dishav used to say, a person gives out challah on Shabbos, so the little one that gets last, so if he's really hungry, what he'll do is he'll like make him wait till first, right? So it's like, he has no choice. So you say, it's called Slichas, so the Rebbeinu Shlom Kivyach has no choice. But the truth is, there is a confidence that we have in the Rebbeinu Shlom's forgiveness. Everyone knows, the Torah brings down that before Shoshana the minhag is to take care of God, to take care of oneself, even though that's not the normal way if a person should be so nervous. So the answer is, the Torah says, on the betuchim, we're confident, Shiyas, Alana Kodesh Baruch Hu Nisan, Hashem is going to perform miracles for us. How are we so confident? What are the mechanics of that confidence? Where is that coming from? So it's like this very quickly. My glasses are off, so I'm not sure what time it is, but I imagine it's late. So, let's speak quickly. It's called Yom Neroyim, Days of War. Yom Neroyim. That term Neira, is very much associated with Yaakov Avinu. The first time that term is used in Chumash. So it says in Pasuk in Parshas V'Yetzi, Yaakov Avinu says, when he wakes up from the dream, the whole latter dream, he wakes up and says, Ma Neira HaMokam Hazeh, Ein Zeh Ki Embeis Elokim Mezeh Shar HaShemayim. So he says, this place that was referring to the place of the Beis HaMikdash, Ma Neira HaMokam Hazeh. And we find in the Sermon also that Yom Neroyim are associated with the Beis HaMikdash too. That's why it's ironic that there's no mitzvah being Oil Regal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the Sermon say Fakert, Hagufa. Yom Neroyim is Beis HaMikdash. So wherever you are, you are being Oil Regal. So when Yaakov Avinu says, my Neir HaMakam HaZeh, it's a reference also to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it's called Yom Neroyim in association with Yaakov Avinu. The truth is, you also find the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yaakov Avinu. We know that when you blow the shofar, so the Gemara says that a person should use the shofar shel ayil, from a ram, a goat, shofar shel ayil. So the Gemara says the reason is in order to remind Hashem of Akedas Yitzchak, which is obviously a connection to Avram and Yitzchak. But the Baal Tanya says, if you think about it though, amongst the Avis, the one Av that was preoccupied mostly with sheep, and was like part of his Avoida was Yaakov Avinu. Son Lavan, the flocks of Lavan, though it was avoided by Yaakov Avinu. So this Indian of blowing shofar from a shofar shel ayil, Baal Tanya says, is related to Yaakov Avinu. The term Neir is also related to Yaakov Avinu. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, until the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Akel Hagadol Hagibor VaNeir. Gadol means Chesed. That's Avram Avinu. Hashem Abdul Abdura. Hagadol that's Chesed, Gibor that's Yitzchak Avinu, Kel Hagadol Hagibor VaNeir, Neir is Yaakov Avinu. So Yom Neroyim is named by Yaakov Avinu. The term Neir means Yaakov Avinu, belong with the Shofar shel Ayil, which is the avoid of Yaakov Avinu with kvasim, with sheep and so on. What's the connection to Yaakov Avinu? So very simple. Yaakov Avinu is the meat of Neir, but there's another sort of term for that. Mita that comes after Chesed and Gevura, and that's the Mita of Rachman. Chesed, Gevura, and Rachman. Yaakov Avinu is Rachman. This time is also called Yemei HaRachman. The avodah of slichas is revolving around the yud gimel midas harachamim. He says the ikar avodah now is to sort of stamp this time with the midah of Yaakov Avinu, which is the midah of rachamim. That's what slichas is about. So, what is the nature of the midas harachamim? Because that's the ikar avodah now. I mean, on the most simplest of levels, is to mer rachamim ishamai. So, how does one do that? So it's connected to Yaakov Avinu, but what is that quality? The truth is, we know that the creation of the world is built on rachamim, right? The Gemara says, everyone knows, Rashi says, that in the beginning Hashem wanted, the motivation to create the world was chesed, oilam chesed ivan, that's Avram. In the actual creation, the mechanics of it, the Rabbanu Shalom planned on making it midas hadin, which is Yitzchak. Rosh enel miskayim, he saw the world wouldn't handle that. So shitivimai midas harachamim. So ultimately, a functional world, a world that actually is sustainable, starts with Avram, and then has a ninin of Yitzchak, but ultimately it's Yaakov Avinu. Since Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRasoilam, is the Rebbe Hashem recreating the world, and a stable reality is within the Rachamim, so of course the energy now is going to be Rachamim. It has to be, otherwise The new world of Tashin Beivav, well, it doesn't have stability unless it's with Midas Harachamim. So not only do we want Midas Harachamim personally, but that's the Ikar Avodah now. In order to relate to the new creation of the world which is coming in Rosh Hashanah, well, a stable creation is with Midas Harachamim. So Rachamim is something that we need, but it's also Mamash the Ikar Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. It's called Yimei Rachamim. So what is Rachamim? So this is another chazal that talked about sort of stabilizing reality. The Gemara says, "Kol dayin shadon din emes lamitai nasa shutav l'kadosh baruch hu ma'aseh b'reishis." The Torah brings it down at the beginning of Chosh Mishpat, that any judge that judges a case emes lamitai becomes a partner with Hashem in creation. As we just said, creation means midas rachman. Stable reality is midas rachman. So a dayan, says the Gemara, that judges emes lamitai, becomes a partner in Hashem with creation. It means another puzzle piece, that the midas harachamim equals emes lamitai. So chesed is emes, the vur is emes, rachamim emes lamitai. So what does that mean? So very pashut. In chesedis, it's explained as follows: chesed is emes. What's chesed mean? Chesed means the Rabbanu Shloilam, or any person, but talking about Hashem. Chesed means someone that wants to give. Someone that wants to give, someone that's kind-hearted, someone that only sees positive. He wants to give no matter what. The person deserves, doesn't deserve. That's the midah chesed. And there's emes to that. There's emes to that. Because to a certain degree, everyone deserves something. You can always find in a kudat taiva. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the sun never sees darkness, right? Whatever the sun looks at is always lichtig. So that the person that's the embodiment of chesed, Avraham Avinu didn't see anyone that was ever not deserving of chesed. All he saw was people that were deserving of chesed. And there's emes to that. But it's not emes lamitai. Why? Because there is the opposing shita of din, of gvura. So whereas chesed sees everyone as worthy, midas hadin sees Chas v'shalom le'hepach, everyone is the opposite of worthy. And there's truth to that too, because everyone has chesroinus. So no matter what you say, in Gvur universe, it's correct. But it's not emes lamitai, because there's the opposite argument, which is chesed. So chesed is emes, Gvur is emes, but it's not emes lamitai. Emes lamitai means an emes, a truth, which is so clear, and so there's no hisnagdus to it. There's no hisnagdus to it. That's what the pashut pshat and that chazal mean. When a judge judges emes lewizmin emes lamita, he means he gives such a clear psak that there's not even a hava mean of anything otherwise in that. That's emes lamita. So in the way of Hashem running the world, chesed is not emes lamita. It's emes. It's not emes lamita. Gevur is also not emes lamita. Rachamim, that's emes lamita. Why? What's rachamim? A midah of rachamim is, you see a person, let's say a poor person, or you see someone that never needs help. What does rachamim mean? Empathy. Rachamim means that that is something inside of you that becomes activated by that scene of the person that, that Nebuch needs help. Mamela, you want to help, you want to give. There's no hisnagdus to that. Why? What does Midas HaDin say? Midas HaDin say he doesn't deserve. He doesn't deserve because look at him, he's mamish. Rachman says, exactly. Rachman says, exactly. All the more so, I have to help him. In other words, any svara that you say to legitimize why this guy is mamish messed up and doesn't deserve the chesed, Rachamim, that evokes even more compassion for the person. Let's understand, the nekuta pnimis of Rachamim is that the wealthy person and the poor person, let's give that as the mashal. There's something about the poor person, the wealthy person sees the poor person within himself. He sees himself reflected in the poor person. That's what empathy means. That's rachamim. Rachamim is that the poor person is not looked at as a separate thing. You know, there's the rich person, poor person, then it's chesed, or it's din. Rachamim is that the rich person sees himself in the poor person. And then whatever the deficiency the poor person has, and it's for legitimate reasons. And all those legitimate reasons are sort of deepening the point, which is this guy is messed up. All the more reason to have rachmanis on him. There's nothing that can be done to undermine that need of rachman. All chesroinis hagufa just increase the rachman. This is why rachman is emes lamitai. So nowadays, where, you know, you come into slichas, you come into yom neroyim. So on the betucha, we're confident the rabbanim is going to perform nisim. Why? We're talking messed up. The answer is, if the Rabban Hashem is working with chesed, so there's a counter-argument of gevura, it's masculine. But the Rabban Hashem is not working with chesed, the Rabban Hashem is working with rachamim. And when it's rachamim, then what's the sadin going to say? They're such ketanim, they have such low madregas. And the Rabban Hashem says, all the more so to help them out. Look, it's rachmanis. It's rachmanis on them. All the more reason to help them. All the more reason to give them. So the Ikar Avayda now is to give them Rachamim Shemayim. And the way to do that, is by seeing ourselves and the Rabbanu Shalom as one story. As one story, one inyan. Our chesaron is Hashem's chesaron. Hashem's chesaron is our chesaron. Anything that's missing in a person's life is missing in Hashem's life. Anything kiviyoch that's missing in Hashem's life is missing in our lives. That face-to-face relationship, that hiskashras, where when the wealthy person sees the ani, he sees himself in that matziv, and automatically he's misoirer, he's awakened with the midas harachamim. When the ani and the asher see themselves reflected in each other, then there's no deficiency that the ani can go through that doesn't evoke even more compassion in the asher. When it's two separate people, so then there's a question of chesed or din. When it's the same person, it's rachmanis. You don't have chesed to yourself, and you don't have din to yourself. You have rachmanis on yourself. So when you see another person, and that person is an extension of you, a reflection of you, it's ma'ayur rachman. And there is nothing that stands in the way of rachman. Any chesaron just increases the rachman. When we see ourselves vis-a-vis the Rabbanu Shalom in such a way that we're going through the same story, it's the same experience mamash, two sides of the same coin, then anything that can possibly set against us in Shemayim evokes even more rachman. This is why we're confident nisim is going to happen, because there's nothing that can undermine that. If we're ma'ayir midas rachman, this is why we come into slichas from with Shabbos, because the fundamental difference between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos, as we talk about all the time, is this nekuda. How do we view ourselves vis-a-vis Elokus? What is our relationship with the Shechina? Who are we? 6 days of the week says we're human beings that depend on Hashem's kindness. Well, then we're in trouble. Shabbos says face to face. Shabbos is panim upanim. Panim upanim means the same mitzvahs. I see myself in you, you see yourself in me. That's why Rosh Hashanah doesn't need Alila Regel. Not only because it's the mitzvah, it's a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah is being Alila Regel. Like it says in Pasuk regarding Alila Regel, Yira Yirah, that you should see and be seen by that. The Rabban Hashem sees us and he sees himself in us. And we see the Rabban Hashem Kaviyach and we see the Rabban Hashem in us. It itself is the Inim of Bidis Rachman. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. You know, but there's a, you know, the Chais of Lublin and Rav Tloy Rabshitzer had a very, like, interesting relationship. They would talk to each other in a very strange way. All, like, secrets. There was one conversation they were talking, they would, like, yell at each other and say, like, stark things, but it was, who knows. So it was one time, you know, the Chais said to Rav Tloy Rabshitzer, "Du bist an ox," as he said. "Yeah, you're an ox." And Rav Tloy Rabshitzer said, "Ah, gevaldig, yashikoyach mamash, gevaldig zach." So the Chassidim said, "Well, what type of compliment is that?" So he said, "Ox. Ox is Aleph Kuf Samach. That's one of the Shemes HaKdoshim of the Shem Ekya. The Mili Yudin is Kasa. Em Esek Shemayim Shamata." So it's mamash, gevaldig, a compliment. That's Rachamim, right? Rachamim is that any insult becomes a compliment. Every insult becomes a compliment. It's only can stand in its way. That's the void of now, to be more rachim v'shamayim. To look at another year, the greatest way to be more rachim v'shamayim is these two nekudas, to see yourself, your life story is Hashem's life story. Hashem's life story, kivyoch in the world of shchinta begalusa, good days, bad days, that is your story. When you daven for your own personal needs during this time, redefine your personal needs. Daven for yourself, but redefine it. Your inyanim is God's inyan. God's inyan is your inyan. It's the same story. That's true with you in the Rabban Shalom. It's true with you in another yid. It's hard. It's not so easy. But try to take a Jew that you have sometimes a hard time dealing with. A hard time, you know. Truth is kal kaidim. You know, halacha. Sometimes you have to take that which is easy. So maybe not the guy that makes you the most crazy, but it's kal kaidim. But you take someone that you struggle with to have chesed towards, but shift gears, not chesed, rachamim. His story is your story. There's a piece of you that's going through that. Be my rachamim shemayim on your own neshama. Be my rachamim shemayim on another yid, on Knesset Yisrael, on the Rebbe Hashem himself. There's nothing that stands in the way of rachamim. Just end quickly with a quick ma'isa. It's Matzah Shabbos. So the ma'isa goes like this. After I don't know, it was after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, probably after Yom Kippur, I guess, the Chais of Lublin would, not to all people, but to some, he would tell them what their Gezerah of Shemayim was, if they were brave enough to ask. So one time, the Rebbe Bunim asked the Chais what was the psak for him. So this was, Rebbe Bunim wasn't a Rebbe yet, he was a businessman, a successful one. And the Chais said, it was Nigzar Min HaShamayim, it's a famous ma'aseh, he says, it was Nigzar Min HaShamayim, that you're going to lose everything. Okay? So Rebbe Bunim had a business trip planned. So he did, you know, he continued on the business trip. He didn't really think much was going to come of it after hearing that, but he went on his business trip. And he's staying in the hotel that he's usually staying in. It's an expensive hotel. And along the way, he hears this business collapse, this business venture fell apart, it's coming true, everything's falling apart. To the point of where he didn't have enough money to pay for the hotel and all the bills that were being accumulated, the food and the staying. And it's getting to a point of where it's like it's not working. He keeps on delaying the bills and pushing things off, but he knows it's Nigzar Min HaShamayim. What's he supposed to do? So one day, the guy, like the waiter or something, comes to Rebbe Bunim and says, you know, for today, do you want duck? I think that was what the Sefer says. Do you want duck or do you want beef for the meal? And Rebbe Bunim looks at him and says, duck or beef? I can't afford a piece of bread at this point. And Rebbe Bunim begins to cry, begins to break down, begins to cry. And he calls out to Rebbe Shalom, I know the Gezerah Min HaShamayim, but I can't go like this. It's Rachmanasam, Ev Rachmanas. And he goes, he's crying like this. A few minutes later, there's a knock on the door. It's a shliach from the famous businesswoman, Temeril. She was supported a lot of the tzaddikim in Poland. And she heard about Rabunim. She didn't know about the failing businesses, but she offered him a steady salary in one of her companies. So Rabunim hears this, and Rabunim thinks to himself. Later on, he explained. He said, "The Rabbanu Shem just opened the door for me." And once the Rabbanu Shem opens the door a crack, then you kick it open completely. So he says to the shliach, he says, "Go tell Mrs. Tenroll, whatever, that I'm only masking if she makes me a partner in the business, only a partner in the business." So he's like, "That's what you want me to tell her? You sure about this?" "Yeah, it's a partner or nothing. She's coming to you, offering you something. Partner or nothing." "Okay, fine." She goes back. He goes back. He tells it over. Comes back to Rabunim. He says, "She laughed in your face. She laughed in my face." So the deal's off. Rabunim says, "Okay, I'm not worried." A little bit later, there's a knock on the door. It's the it's the missus herself. And she's like, "I had to see this person, right? Such chutzpah. I'm offering you a job, a steady salary. And your response is a partner in the business. I had to see this person for myself." So she comes and they speak for a few minutes, and she's taken by his, his Rabunim, he's confident, he knows what he's doing, he's a tzaddik. And Tarmel says, "You know what? Fine, I trust you, we'll do it. We'll go into business together, I'll make you a partner, and the rest is history." So he goes back to the Chayz of Lublin, he doesn't have to say anything. The Chayz looks at him, the Chayz says, "Listen, I told you what was Nigzer Mishamayim. The fact that you used tears to be my rachamim, well, we didn't talk about that. That was not part of the discussion. Tears to my rachamim. Crying is hard sometimes, but to my rachamim shemayim. Hashem is looking for rachmanis. It's rachmanis on him. Gals is rachmanis on him. Gals is rachmanis on us. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. Some people have a little bit more of this, a little bit less of that. We're all in the same boat. Shechinta begalusa. The Rabbanu Shem needs help. We need help. So we have to help each other. Be more rachamim on ourselves, more rachamim on Knesset Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shem should bless us. That any kitrug min hashamayim that is said about the Jewish people that were a bunch of oxen, it should mean his bar and his gala, but that just means emesek shamayim shamata. We should just soar all the way to heaven with the name Eket, Milu Yudim. We should be zechut to experience Yeshuas and Nechamas, Eksivich, Simetayla, Luga, Ben Shayor. The brachas of Tavshin Bevav should outshine and outweigh all the brachas that have ever been experienced, even as a thought, as a dream, until this point. It should be outweighed and outshone by the brachas that we should experience. Be'nai Niglam, Be'ezkal, Tzai Barachim, Tashim Pevav, V'noimar, Amen.